Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode number 50 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. I want to thank all of you that have been listening to the show for a while, because when my marketing manager originally asked me to do this podcast, I honestly thought, well, this should last about 3 weeks, and why not have some public humiliation in the meantime? But it's been a really great experience so far, and we've been doing it for almost a full year now. So thank you for all of you that listen and send your feedback and call in with questions and suggestions. It is very much appreciated. In fact, today's episode is a specific point that was pointed out to me by one of my listeners when we were doing some MYGA work. And so I want to thank Victor for pointing this out to me. I know a lot about annuities, but I certainly don't know everything. And sometimes it just takes a person who's looking at a situation from a different point of view to point out something that should have been very obvious. So we're going to look into the strategy of which is a better option for withdrawing money from an annuity, specifically a MYGA or a multi-year guaranteed annuity. Should we take the 10% provision where you can take 10% of the account value, or should we take the interest only provision? Let's jump into this. Okay, so there are three ways to withdraw money from a multi-year guaranteed annuity, and most likely a fixed index annuity too, but let's just focus on the MYGAs this week. So the first way is you can take a monthly or an annual interest withdrawal. So that means you put in the money, you have a set interest rate, and either on a monthly basis or at the end of the year, you say, give me everything I made this year. Number two, you can take 10% of the accumulated or total account value. Or number three, you can take what's called an interest accumulation withdrawal. So you can wait several years and that big pile of money is piling up, and then you can take it all out at once. So depending on which company you choose will depend on which provision they offer for the withdrawals. What is the best way to take the interest? As I've said hundreds of times throughout my career of doing this, everything depends on the purpose of the money. If you're looking for a way to take a steady monthly income, then choosing the interest withdrawal provision and taking it every month or a lump sum at the end of the year would work just fine. Now, if you're looking for a way to take a large lump sum, then we would want to choose either the 10% withdrawal provision or the interest accumulation provision. But here's an interesting point, and this is what Victor pointed out to me. Would it be worth it to take a lower interest rate to get a total interest accrual withdrawal? This was interesting, and this goes back to the Wall Street math stuff, where you really gotta like stop and think about this for a second. So we're gonna look at two scenarios here. Scenario number one is a 10-year MYGA with a 5.5% interest rate and comes with the ability to take out a 10% lump sum. After, and let's just say you don't touch it for 5 years, but after that fifth year, the max amount you could take is a little over $13,000. Why? Because $100,000 at 5.5% over a 5 year period now has a total accumulation value of just over $130,000. 10% of that is $13,000. Here's what Victor pointed out to me, which was extremely eye-opening. However, in scenario number two, we have another 10-year MYGA paying 5% per year. So a full 50 basis points lower than scenario number one, only this one has the full interest accrual withdrawal provision. After 5 years, if you haven't touched the money, your maximum withdrawal amount is just over $27,500. Why? Because $100,000 at 5% deferred for 5 years, you have earned over $27,500 in interest. And because you have the interest accrual withdrawal provision, you can take all of it at once versus only 10%, which would have been just under $13,000 in this scenario. So thank you again, Victor, for pointing this out to me. So let's get into what is the best solution for you. Again, it depends on the purpose of the money and what you're going to do with it. Now, if you're looking at taking the monthly or the annual withdrawals or possibly no withdrawals whatsoever, you just want it to compound and get deferred, then you should take the highest guaranteed interest rate that's available, regardless of the withdrawal provisions. If you are somewhat positive that you're not going to need the money, you could consider going with the highest interest rate, even if it only offers a 10% withdrawal provision. However, if you are somewhat positive that you're going to want to dip into the money at some point during the term for maybe a large purchase, like a car or a vacation or whatever, then we would seriously need to consider finding the companies that offer the full interest accrual withdrawals, even if the interest rate is a little bit lower. So everyone, again, thank you for listening to the Atlas Annuity Podcast. I hope you're finding this information helpful and interesting. And if you are, please do us a favor, subscribe to the podcast, like it, share it with someone that you think could benefit from hearing the information. So I hope you enjoyed this particular episode. I found it very enlightening when I had that pointed out to me. As always, if you have ideas or questions that you want to hear about on a podcast, leave a comment in the comment section. If you have specific questions about your personal situation, then let's find out if the Atlas Annuity Strategy is right for you. The best way to catch me is just to book a short phone call at atlasannuity.com, and we will get all of your questions answered during that session. Again, this is Marty Becker, coming to you with episode number 50 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.